In our Tuesday Bible study group, we are working through the Heidelberg Catechism, which is a catechism that was drawn up in the 1560s as an expression of biblical Christianity, what we believe as Christians. We've come in our study to the question, how does Christ's resurrection benefit us? We haven't actually done that study. It'll be in a couple of weeks' time, but I want to ask that question this morning. How does Christ's resurrection benefit us? Very briefly, I want to bring before you five benefits that the believer receives from the fact of the resurrection. I've got five scriptures, and just briefly I want us to look at them, and I hope that my prayer is that when we think about it again, when we think about these blessings, we will respond in our hearts and say, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. So after each subject, I am going to just pause for a minute for us to do that in our hearts, in the quietness of our own hearts, just to respond to what God says to us about the resurrection. The first benefit of the resurrection is forgiveness. Because Christ rose again on Easter Sunday, the first Easter Sunday, we can be forgiven. 1 Corinthians 15:17 says, if Christ has not been raised, your hope is futile, and you are still in your sins. In other words, no resurrection, no hope, no forgiveness. Just want us to think about that, that in Christ we are forgiven. We are forgiven all our sin through faith in Him. There is forgiveness. There is nothing outside of that forgiveness that cannot be forgiven because of Christ who died and rose again. I need to remind myself of that. I'll quote a couple of hymns. I don't know if you've ever experienced this. I hear the accuser roar of ills that I have done. I know them well, and thousands more. Jehovah findeth none. Great, isn't it? We are forgiven. In Christ, we are forgiven all our sin because He rose again. We can be forgiven. Another hymn we sing quite often here: before the throne of God above, I have a strong, a perfect plea. And one of the verses of that hymn says, when Satan tempts me to despair, pointing yet of wrong within, upward I look and see Him there, who made an end of all my sin. Because the sinless Savior died, my sinful soul is counted free For God the just is satisfied to look on him and pardon me. In Christ, we are forgiven. The peace of knowing I am completely forgiven is quite wonderful. You can't put a price on that. You can't buy it. It comes as a wonderful free gift, this forgiveness through faith in Christ. The second one is a carry-on from that, really, and it's, there is no condemnation. Look at the verse there. Who is to condemn? It is Christ Jesus who died, yes, who was raised from the dead, who is at the right hand of God. Or Romans chapter 4, verse 25 says, he was delivered over to death for our sins and raised again to life for our justification. Because he rose again, not only are we forgiven, but we are seen as righteous, as just in a holy God's sight. Isn't that wonderful? It's not as if God has taken away the filthiness of our sins, but now he has given to us this wonderful royal robe of righteousness, and we stand complete in Jesus because he rose again the third day. There is no condemnation, which is the opposite of justification. Justification is the verdict of the judge when he says, no guilt. No condemnation. I see you perfect in Jesus. There's a lovely picture in the Old Testament of a priest called Joshua. And the question is asked, who's that outside? It's Joshua, and he's dressed in filthy rags. Bring him in. Bring him in. Cleanse him and put on him the royal robe. And it's a little cameo, it's a little picture of what God has done for us in Jesus. Not only has he taken off the filthy rags, but now he's clothed us in the royal robe of heaven. We are justified. The third is, because Jesus rose again from the dead, I have personal fellowship and protection of Jesus. Those wonderful closing words to his disciples, I am with you always to the close of the age. Because he rose, we can know and enjoy the presence of Jesus with us. Never alone, never forsaken. He is with us. And the fourth benefit flows on from that. We have the gift of the Holy Spirit indwelling us. Acts chapter 2, this Jesus God raised up, and of all that we are witnesses, being therefore exalted at the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this which you see and hear. So we Jesus is with us. The Holy Spirit indwells us and empowers us and helps us to live this life of being part of the royal family of God. He is our teacher, our guide, our helper, our strength. Do I live my life in the light of that? And the last benefit, 1 Corinthians 6:14, and God both raised up the Lord and will also raise us up by his power. These are just five benefits. I'd like us perhaps over the next week to just take time to just sit down and write out what you think are some of the other benefits. But this last benefit, that he has become the first, we will follow. He has become the first fruits of all who will die. And just like he arose again from amongst the dead, so every believer will rise again from the dead. And any who are living when he comes back, they will be changed as well to be like him. Isn't that amazing? We were at a funeral yesterday, my wife and I, and I met there a colleague that I'd known for many years, and he texted me this morning, and he said, Jesus is alive, and everything has changed. And I just read that text, and I thought, yes, everything has changed. I was once guilty, now I am forgiven. I'm now clothed with the royal robe of heaven. I'm now of the presence of Jesus. I'm now indwelt by the Holy Spirit. And when my day comes and I die in the sure hope of resurrection, knowing that just as he rose, so every believer will rise too. Wonderful. The Lord just help us to ponder anew what he has done for us. And the victory and the power and the glory of the resurrection fill this day and every day. And let us live our lives in the light of these great truths. Forgiveness. Justified, fellowship, Holy Spirit, death defeated. May it be so for his glory. Amen.